Ah, travelers, come in. Sit. Sit down. We'll bring you food. Rest, rest. Let me tell you. Tell you maybe a little bit of a story. Why? Well, why not? But also, because it's Tabletop RPG Week. Here on the Daily Nerd Devo. That's right, totally not me in the intro. Welcome to the Daily Nerd Devo, and it is Tabletop RPG Week. I'm Ryan, hi. I've been playing tabletop games for a very long time. I've been playing a whole lot of different systems. Shout out to my boy Justin, who loves Feng Shui 2, my friends who love Pathfinder, my friends who love D&D, my friends who really enjoy Wander Home, Roll for Shoes, Microscope, Numenera, World of Darkness, things like Mage and Vampire the Masquerade. There are so many possibilities. Did you know you and your friends can play a set of bears trying to steal honey in something that's just called Honey Heist? Do you know there's something called Roll for Shoes? So many possibilities. You can play science fiction, fantasy, country western, post-apocalyptic, or is bears trying to steal honey? Like it's an Ocean's movie, I guess. Who knows? You can do any of these things in tabletop RPGs. And your character, whatever character you try to design, there are infinite possibilities of characters you can make. Infinite possibilities of characters who you can play with and alongside as your friends and your party. And infinite actions you can choose. It's like the Sonic drink menu, but of tabletop gaming. As we talk about tabletop games this week, or mostly tabletop games, maybe some things that are adjacent to them, you're going to hear a lot of stories and a lot of excitement. Maybe even a little sadness on things that maybe didn't go the way people expected or hoped. I know for years it was hard to get to play these games. It really can be at times hard to find that time and that schedule. But when you get to sit down at the table, there are so many things you can do that can be dangerous at times. Endless possibilities can lead to endless complications. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul simply says in verse 23, "Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything builds up." I have made actions as both player character and game master that I have regretted. Things that were poor choices hurt my character, hurt my players, hurt people's feelings, hurt my own. It happens. Just like in life, we have a lot of freedom and a lot of free will. We can do just about anything. Doesn't mean we should. A lot of our choices, in-game or out, have consequences. And those consequences don't just affect us. They affect those around us. It's very easy to get in the mindset of your character being able to do anything without really worrying about the consequences. Everything is permissible, but not everything builds up. And it doesn't just affect us. We should be building ourselves up, strengthening our relationship with God. But we should be building up others, helping strengthen them and either their relationship with God or, you know, trying to build relationships with them so that they see God through us, so they see Christ in our actions. And that includes at the gaming table, in the area you LARP in, at your local game store, as you sit around comparing your collections of math rocks and character sheets. We have opportunities to show others the light of Christ, and just to be good people. In and out of game, in and out of character, in and out of those situations, where everything is possible, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Not everything builds up. As you go through whatever you do that's nerdy, think about the things you're doing and what impact they have on you and your walk with Christ, and on those around you, on your relationships with them and their walks with Christ, whatever state those may be in, whatever state yours is in. Take time to weigh the endless possibilities and decide if the actions and choices you're making are the best for your character and the best for you and the best for those around you. That's all the time we have for today. You want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday? Subscribe to the podcast, coming out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. And get out that D20. Make me a saving throw.